Nail polish, too.
I'm busy working.
Nail polish.
I just scratched that off, and then once that's gone, I can really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Did they put
Clorox
in your
bathroom? Yeah, just a little bit. Not very much. But as if you've been out or been exposed, then come back and add a little Clorox.
They send Clorox,
huh? What stinging insects do you have?
We have wasps and blue jackets and yellow jackets and...
Blue jackets?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
They're just like a yellow jacket, only they're blue.
Oh,
they are.
Oh, I see.
Well, now that's the best I can describe them. They are. They're big old red ants.
Oh, yeah. Boy, one of those things whacked me the other day, and I didn't know for 2 days what had gotten me. Then I got out my dusting powder and went out there. I dusted about 8 yards a yard, I think.
Those big old... That
yeah.
Makes a big old hill.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find their hill, and I'll tell you how to get rid of them.
I didn't have any trouble. I walked right on it. It's right out by our garbage can.
Well, I mean, you still have it. You want to get rid of them?
I know. Just get some deodorant and sprinkle on there, and they'll...
No. You get you a can of High Life and wait till they all go in the hole, you know, at night. They all go in at night.
Uh-huh.
Then pour that can of High Life down in there and stop up that hole with mud. I mean, you plug the top of the hole and you'll get rid of your red ants.
Is that right?
That's right.
What is High Life?
Well, now, I don't know.
I know there's a beer made by that name. Maybe they just have a party and wear themselves out.
No, they'll know at the drugstore when you ask for a can of High Life. Now that's the name I know it by. It's some kind of a...
Sometimes they rub it on
salt. It burns. It's an acid and it gives off fumes.
Uh-huh.
I know now when you put it in the ground, it's a liquid. And you put it down in, pour it down in that hole and it gives out fumes and it goes through all their trenches and all. But you plug up that hole with wet mud so that it'll dry and keep them all down in there and you'll get rid of your red ants.
I'm willing. I put some garden dust out on them and it didn't hurt a bit. I think they just multiplied.
They got fat on that.
See, where do these yellow jackets and blue jackets nest?
Well, they build a... but now we have dirt daubers too.
Oh, I like those. I don't like to have them nest around the house, but I like their gathering spiders.
They make a... What do you call that? What do you call their nest?
Honeycomb?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Nest. You just call it a nest.
Just a nest.
Just
huh?
A nest.
Yeah, wasp nest.
Wasp nest.
Wasp nest.
Uh-huh.
And you
can yeah, come knock this wasp nest down. No
is
matter what lives in it, it's a wasp nest.
Do you have hornets around here too?
Not that I know of. There could
be.
What do you call those things that will hang down from your ceiling in the house and blow the wind?
Those are cobwebs.
You don't know what they are, blow them out.
That's my lace work. That's my trimmings.
And if you go outside sometimes in the morning and go between two bushes.
Are you getting a spider web?
What do you call the part of a tree that's underground?